everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. Have y'all ever had a situation where a potential client acts like they're ready to change during the sales process and then backs out at the last minute? We all have. Here's what happens. We forget that there's a big difference between talking about change and getting out of our comfort zone. That's why this 1-2 punch I talked about in the post is so important. It sets up the direction for change that's needed. But let's take it one step further here. How do we get buyers from intellectual agreement that change is needed to actually pushing the yes button? Two things here. First up, we have to head common objections off at the pass. A great example from the report's executive summary section, by shifting the focus from access to marketing training to how. That shift negates the common, we already have a robust training system, sales objection. You know that's what they're thinking. So ask yourself, what are the biggest sticking points that I have to deal with up front? Don't let these concerns become roadblocks. Second, give confidence. That comes with the small, specific steps forward. When the buyer can see where they're going, they will have more confidence that they will get there. Now check out the key findings sections. Changing the training format to workshops and in-person event is specific and sounds simple. We need to give the buyer hope that this can be done without a lot of drama. The message here? It's going to take some work, but it's totally doable. Helping the buyers get ready for change is easier said than done. But this kind of upfront work will pay off later in the sales process. Remove the roadblocks early before they become set in cement decisions later on. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.